The enemy tanks have stopped.
Why?
Why waste precious tanks when they can pick us off from the air like fish in a barrel?
There are 400,000 men on this beach.
Kirk.
I'm not going back.
There's no hiding from this, son. We have a job to do.
If we go there, we'll die.
You see it from here.
What?
Home.
It's the 17th day of movie month.
Yes, it's my fifth
annual movie month, in which 30 days I watch 30 movies and do 30 podcasts like this one right here.
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. I don't know if I got that right, but those are the last lines of Dunkirk. And to me, they spark memories of the first time I heard those words spoken by Winston Churchill in an unorthodox setting. The first time I heard those words spoken were when I listened to Iron Maiden's Live After Death, and that opened up their concert right before Aces High, which is all about World War II fighter pilots. Opened up the show. So when I started hearing that at the end of the movie, the kid reading it in the paper, I was just like, oh, it gave me chills. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, today's movie was the Christopher Nolan epic Dunkirk. World War II, the British were trapped on the beaches of Dunkirk in France. And this was a story of their evacuation, both with naval vessels and civilian vessels. That's it. I'm not sure what else to say. It was just a visually stunning-looking movie. Very basic. Like, I'm trying to figure out what was CGI and what was real. That, to me, is good because it wasn't like, oh, there's so many special effects. You just felt like you were watching battles. And you were in the shit, as they say. You're up in the air with people. You are back seeing you're above the fighter pilots flying around. You're in drowning with certain army, navy folk of the British Empire. And I like to think of myself as sometimes clever. Sometimes I can be quick and come up with a funny joke. I know some things about pop culture, but I don't know anything about history. So I'm assuming this all happened before the United States joined the army, right? Obviously, I'm thinking, I don't know. I just assume so. It has to be, right? Because this is like the beginning of something. I don't know. I need to read more about this, or I should read more about this. But I was trying to make sense of, like, wait a minute, where are they going? Where are they going to now? Where are they running to now? Like, you, there's so much little dialogue and you just were shown things. And I love that about movies where, look, you got to figure it out for yourself. And even if you don't know all the details, it doesn't matter because you're along with these characters on a journey of them just trying to survive, trying to get home, and just seeing the brave, civilians putting themselves in harm's way. Never mind the brave soldiers. The brave civilians putting themselves in harm's way. Never mind the brave soldiers. And I mean, I don't know what else to say. I liked being up in the air with Tom Hardy. That was cool. And at the end, I was so happy that he landed and he didn't die and he landed his plane perfectly just to be captured by German soldiers. That was like, oh, you felt just like, oh, he got out of it. He survived. He landed. Oh, this is why he's burning his plane. He doesn't want anything to be found by the Germans. And, well, the Germans found him. Yeah, he pretty much knew it. Oh, the damn air conditioner again. Also, what threw me off in this movie, so I didn't even, like, make the connection that sometimes we're in light, sometimes we're in day, sometimes we're at night, sometimes we're at day. And then I see Cillian Murphy's character, he's picked up on the boat. Then later we see Cillian Murphy in a ship, all kind of, you know, with his hat on and still kind of with it. And I'm like, and I'm an idiot. I go, oh, he's playing twins maybe, because I'm a dum-dum. And then I'm like, wait a minute, he's not playing twins. He can't be playing twins. Wait a minute, is this before? Or is this, what's going on? And then I realized, wait a minute, it's night and then we go to day. Of course it's before. So I didn't catch the playing with time right away. I don't know when it first was introduced or when we first could have noticed it. Because again, I'm a dum-dum. But I liked it. I liked, because then all of a sudden you're seeing different angles for different things that are happening. You know, I'm like, wait. This is when the plane goes down, and oh, he saw people swimming from a boat. Oh, there's that happening. So you see all those cool things. I mean, look, this movie was spectacular, and I can't talk too much about it, obviously, because I don't know things, and it's just there's only so much you can say. This is a short episode. Look, it's Father's Day, and right after I finish talking, this podcast won't go up till later. But right after I finish talking, I gotta go jump in the shower. Then I'm going to take my dad and my wife's dad. We're going to go to Kennebunkport, Maine. We're going to go out to a restaurant called Federal Jack's. Look it up. Get some seafood. Then we're going to walk over to Ben and Jerry's. Then we're going to drive over to a beach. Then we're going to get out of there. Then I'm going to go food shopping. Then after that, I'm going to come home and watch TV. That's my day. Okay. I have a beagle. I don't have any children. So I got a card from my dog. That's cool. My wife, very nice. And the rest of the day is hanging out with my dad and my wife's dad. So that's what I'm doing today. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And, you know, I guess thank you for your service for all the soldiers that have ever fought. Because that's, you think about the shit they go through. And this is back then too, which is just maddening. You know, and I'm making a photo. I make a photo for every movie. And I'm like, I don't want to be disrespectful. So I picked one where there's no explosions or anything happening. Because this is real life. And I just didn't want to do something completely ridiculous. So as much as I could be respectful, I tried to be. And I don't know, it's not my best photo, but I did I tried. I got one done, right? Day 17 of Movie Month. And we're already nearing the home stretch. It goes by so fast. Because there's a series of movies that I'm probably going to be watching this week. You're going to catch a theme tomorrow. And it's going to be most of the week. And then there's a series of movies that I need to catch up on. And then I got a couple of the movies. And then next thing you know, I'm like, we got three movies left. And it's time to skedoodle. I'm almost done. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Thank you for coming along with me for 17 days. Thank you for coming along with me for 4 years or 5 years if you have. We still have 13 more days to do this. So stick around. See what comes next. See what comes tomorrow. Once you see it, you'll think, wait, he hasn't seen it yet? Oh, no, he's going to watch these all. Oh, why is he doing this? I've done it before with Transformers. I've done it before with Fast and the Furious. And I'm doing it with these movies. I've seen the first one. I haven't seen the rest. You'll see that tomorrow. So thank you for listening. On Twitter, Geek Mentality. On Instagram, Geek Mentality. I really have to go take a BM. On Facebook, at Fans Not Experts. Website is fansnotexpert.com. And iTunes is Geek Mentality. I'm going to run back in the house now and take a shower. All right, everybody, happy Father's Day. Here's my theme song.
This is my podcast. I made it.
Geek Mentality is what I named it, and I think you should listen and subscribe. 'Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time, and I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Candace Cameron saw that her brother was baking a cake, and she wanted to know when it would be finished. So she asked him, when would it be done, Kirk?
Ho, ho, ho. Fab Not Experts.